This second trade policy review of Sierra Leone has provided us a good opportunity to better understand the country's current trade and investment policies, as well as the challenges it faces. I would like to thank Deputy Minister Mansouri and the rest of the delegation from Sierra Leone, including Ambassador Yvette Stevens, for the constructive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank our discussant, Ambassador Sabine Bokomole from Namibia, for her insightful remarks, and all those members who had participated in this review. At this TPR meeting, members commended Sierra Leone on the resilience of its economy and its people. They were pleased to note that the country was back on the recovery path after the outbreak of the Ebola virus disease and despite the numerous constraints it continued to face. They commended Sierra Leone for the reforms that had helped it improve its business environment, in particular its efforts in fighting against corruption, establishing a one-stop shop for business registration, and participating in the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative. They saw a need for Sierra Leone to tackle supply-side constraints so that these achievements would not be undermined. The delegation of Sierra Leone informed members that the country had re-embarked on some major reforms, including a comprehensive review of the tax system and the implementation of the ECOWAS Common External Tariff, which were expected to foster the economic and social development of the country and support its integration into the regional and world markets. Members acknowledged Sierra Leone's commitment to the multilateral trading system and its active participation in the WTO. They encouraged Sierra Leone to ratify the Trade Facilitation Agreement and notified its Category A commitments as soon as possible. And we heard just now from the delegation's responding statement that they were pressing ahead with this. Separately, members noted Sierra Leone's need for additional capacity building assistance and the role that the WTO could play in this regard. Taking the opportunity of this TPR, the Sierra Leone delegation expressed gratitude for the technical assistance received, including projects under the Enhanced Integrated Framework, which had, inter alia, helped develop value chains for the country's agricultural products. The delegation hoped that negotiations within the WTO would address development issues with a view to furthering the integration of LDCs into the multilateral trading system. Commenting on Sierra Leone's trade policy, members welcomed its plan to develop an intellectual property strategy and urged the country to accept the TRIPS Agreement amendments and ratify some IP treaties such as the Berne Convention, the Copyright Treaty, and the WIPO Performances and Phonograms Treaty. We were glad to hear from Ambassador Stevens that the TRIPS Agreement amendments had actually been signed already and what's on the way to be deposited. The Sierra Leone delegation also informed members that the country was in the process of setting up an agency that would spearhead all IP-related activities. Members appreciated that Sierra Leone had taken further measures to enhance the transparency and effectiveness of its customs system, such as automation of procedures and the adoption of new legislation that updated provisions on customs valuation. However, some members pointed out that despite the binding of all its tariff lines, frequent revisions and the large gap between bound and applied rates had undermined the predictability of the country's tariff regime and created uncertainty for businesses. Members noted that Sierra Leone would implement the ECOWAS Common External Tariff as from April this year and hoped it would be done in a WTO-consistent manner. Regarding government procurement, members congratulated Sierra Leone on the reform that had enhanced transparency and openness to international competition. Nonetheless, concerns were expressed about Sierra Leone's local content policy, which emphasized the use of locally available goods and services and national preferences in public procurements and contracts. some members encouraged Sierra Leone to consider becoming an observer to the WTO Government Procurement Agreement, and we were informed that the government was indeed giving this due consideration. Members also urged Sierra Leone to fully comply with its WTO obligations, in particular the notification requirements and implementation of the TBT agreement. In response, the Sierra Leone delegation confirmed that the country was working to comply with all its notification obligations in the near future. By now, Sierra Leone has provided answers to most advanced written questions raised by members. This morning, the delegation also gave us a comprehensive and detailed response to the key issues, including some very important and encouraging updates on the latest developments. This TPR will be successfully concluded in a month's time once we have received all the replies to all the outstanding questions. I hope this TPR will encourage Sierra Leone to carry out further reforms which can accelerate its economic recovery and alleviate poverty. Within the WTO framework, in particular through Aid for Trade, members can also help Sierra Leone overcome its development challenges so that at the next review of its trade policies, we can see the country moving from strength to strength, benefiting fully from its WTO membership. With this, I would like to conclude today's meeting. Thank you very much for your participation. See you at the Japanese TPR on the 8th of March. Thank you.